At Stonebrook Community Church, we are finding gospel hope in God's Word with God's family. As you revisit this week's Sunday school lesson with your family, we pray you all draw encouragement from God's Word together. Merry Christmas! I'm Bethany, and I'm here to share with you a brief excerpt from the Gospel Project curriculum, which was written and published by Lifeway Christian Resources, used here with permission. The lesson covers Luke 2. Feel free to hit pause and read Luke 2 together as a family. Otherwise, we will dive right in. Our key passage for this unit is 1 Corinthians 10:31. This would be a great passage for your family to memorize together. 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, "So, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do everything for the glory of God." An order went out that each person in the Roman Empire should go to his own town to be counted. So Joseph went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was from the family line of David. Mary, who was engaged to Joseph and was pregnant, traveled with him. While they were in Bethlehem, she gave birth to her firstborn son. There was no guest room available for them, so she wrapped him tightly in cloth and laid him in a manger. Some shepherds were out watching their sheep in the fields nearby. An angel of the Lord stood before them, and glory shone all around them. They were terrified. But the angel said, "Don't be afraid. I'm here to tell you good news of great joy for all the people. Today, in the city of David, a Savior was born for you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. You will know you have found him when you see a baby wrapped tightly in cloth and lying in a manger." Then many angels appeared, and they all began praising God. They said, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to people he favors." When the angels had left, the shepherds said, "Let's go to Bethlehem right away to see what the Lord has told us through the angels." The shepherds hurried and found Mary, Joseph, and the baby lying in the manger. They shared what they had heard from the angels, and everyone was amazed. Then the shepherds returned to their fields, glorifying and praising God for all that they had seen and heard that day. Parents, now that your family has reviewed the scriptures together, it is time to talk about it. As you listen, feel free to pause this recording between each question to talk together. You can also look back at the email for the full list of questions and the parent resources. This week's three family discipleship questions are: 1. The shepherds were excited to tell others about Jesus after they saw him. Who can you tell about Jesus? 2. Jesus was laid in a manger, even though he is the Son of God. What does this teach us about being humble and serving others? 3. The angels praised God and said, "Glory to God in the highest." What are some ways you can praise and thank God? Thanks for taking the time to be together in God's Word, and may you be encouraged by it this week. Join me again next week as we explore Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in Daniel 3.